You've had a rum old few years in a programme, haven't you? Stood up at the altar.
Terrible.
Stood up at the altar by Tom.
Yeah.
He's a bit selfish, Tom, isn't he?
Oh, he's very selfish, let's face it. Left me wailing there in the vestry, yeah.
And then losing the baby. As well.
Earlier this year, yes.
Which I imagine is the sort of part where you have to do quite a bit of research into how to play a part like that.
And I thought it was good the way they did it, the way they didn't have Kirsty break down initially, and she sort of had a... It took a long time for her to face up to it all, and that felt very realistic. But yeah, I've got two kids myself, and it was a really emotional storyline to do. But great for an actor to get to do such big storylines in the last few years.
Lily Pulitzer is becoming more and more obviously her part of the story, but seems to have become the sort of the teen agony aunt.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah, I think she sees herself as sort of Umbridge's Oprah a little bit. I don't really know why though, because. offering advice on things she doesn't really have experience in, but...
Ed, at the moment, is desperate to get this Texel sheep business off the ground.
Yeah, the highlight of my year was inseminating a Texel sheep with a sponge.
But also...
Well, not mine, Ed's. Highlight of Ed's year.
Also, you've had a run-in with one of the other characters who sometimes is a bit grumpy. Adam.
Occasionally
a bit grumpy is the Adam.
Yeah.
He's very focused on, you know, his own thing, isn't he?
I couldn't believe
turning Ed down for a job, though.
I know, he had the blinkers on there a little bit.
Didn't he?
He did.
Didn't win any points around our house. If you don't know what we're talking about, one day you will, trust me. What sort of things are you usually a fan of?
Oh, God, well, I'm from the North Liverpool and I was brought up on the Beatles and my mum was proper front row, fainted on the front row, carried out the Southport Floral Hall. She was one of those screaming fans. So I was brought up on the Beatles and Stevie Wonder, and I still love Stevie Wonder. And then I was Barry lived in Bristol and I went to uni in Bristol, and so it was very much that whole... acid jazz funk scene at the time. Yeah. And I love stuff you can dance to. I've got kids and it's all troll soundtrack and sing soundtrack at the moment in our house. And I'm married to a Spaniard, so we get a lot of flamenco rock sort of stuff as well. So a bit of a mixture, really. I'll always go back to Stevie.
Right, I'm just going to be honest.
Okay, everybody.
I wanted to be a bit edgy.
Take a deep breath.
Harry, but I'm not. No, I grew up... I was a massive 90s Cheese fan.
Right.
Just going to put that out there. Yeah. I'm wearing an Oasis t-shirt, but it's only because I wanted, the favourite band, t-shirt. But I couldn't find my Spice Girls one, and I would have worn that. my mum and dad grew up, they met on the radio, and they were DJs and music.
Is that right?
Yeah.
On what radio?
It was a local hospital radio.
Really?
They had their own show, so music was a massive thing in our house. And I just grew up listening to what they loved. So the Beatles... Queen, the Monkees, classics.
That's
so
got to be quite competitive when it comes to the Christmas party, with each of them trying to get a go on the decks.
It gets ugly. Yeah.